When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are who persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven."
I was a little worried there for a second that my homily wasn't going to make any sense. What is happiness and what makes us happy? When I was a boy, I grew up in a military family, so we traveled quite a bit, and a number of times we were even stationed in Germany. And back then, when I was a kid, we had what was considered by today's standard a very big family. I had two older brothers and two younger sisters, and so when my parents would buy us something, they had to buy it for all of us, and so that could get real expensive sometimes. And so ice cream was a very special treat, especially growing up in Germany, where they have some of the best ice cream in the world, I think. So happiness for me was a mountain of chocolate ice cream and diving into it with your mouth wide open and in having it to your heart's content, right? Maybe a white sandy beach, maybe with a hammock, maybe a Corona or a margarita in your hand, or a lazy boy chair, and all the junk food you can have within reach. And as the years have gone by, my concept for happiness has changed from one thing to another. This little reflection tells us that happiness that changes is not true happiness at all. Rather, happiness cannot be found truly in material things because it's always changing. Where then can we find true happiness that our hearts are always longing for? It's in the blessedness, the constant, that Jesus speaks about in today's gospel. This blessedness is there even when we're sad or even when we're happy. It's that constant. Let's imagine for one moment that each of us is standing before God and he's demanding from us that we give him all of our gifts that he has given us, that he wants them back, that we have to give everything back to the Lord that doesn't belong to us, and that we can only keep what is truly ours. First, we would hand him over our house, made from God's wood and God's stone. How does it feel to be homeless? Then let us hand back to God our cars, our clothing. In fact, to cut a long story short, let's give him back everything. All of our earthly possessions, are we left yet with nothing? Still, it's not everything. We also would have to hand back to God our children, our grandchildren, parents, our relatives and friends, all those people that God himself formed in their mother's wombs. Everyone that we dearly love also belongs to God. Even our very own bodies are made from the dust of the earth. So we find ourselves left alone in the world, penniless, without a shirt, without a body, but we still haven't finished yet. We still have to hand back to God all of our achievements and good works that were done with the gifts and the talents that God gave us, enabling us to be successful. The only reality that we have left that is truly ours, that we can claim total ownership of, are the choices of our free will, our sins. Coming to realize this is a true act of humility. Humility is recognizing ourselves before God and before others for who we really are. Humility is the lesson from Jesus' preaching today on the Beatitudes. Humility is the unifying idea, the common denominator that connects all eight of the Beatitudes of today's gospel. If we examine it carefully, we see a common thread that links them all together. The person who is blessed is the person who is not always thinking about himself all the time, but recognizes that every good thing comes from God. The poor in spirit, those who suffer persecution, gracefully realize that they are not the center of the universe, rather God is. Those who have a clean heart realize that other people don't exist just for the sake of their own pleasure. The peacemaker is concerned about the needs and problems of others. The merciful is concerned about the suffering that others experience. The mournful are mindful that there are many people that bring them happiness or goodness can be found outside of themselves, and so they mourn the loss. The person who is meek cares more about getting things done than getting credit for doing them. Those who hunger for righteousness realize that their life has a higher purpose. At the basis of all the Beatitudes, then, is a fundamental attitude that puts God and others ahead of oneself. It looks out at the world instead of staring in, fixed on itself. That's why God loves humility, practices humility himself in the incarnation. It opens the soul to receive his gifts. This is why we hear in the first reading that God praises the humble and the lowly and counsels us to seek the Lord by seeking humility. On the other hand, the arrogant soul is closed in on itself. No one seems to be able to get in, perhaps not even God. God who wants to fill that person with rich gifts. There's an image of hell, maybe you've heard of it before, but the image of heaven and hell, kind of a difference. In hell, there's all these people sitting around a sumptuous banquet, and they are all eating or trying to eat the food from this banquet, but they have no elbows, and they can't get the food in, and that's their hell. They have this delicious food, but they can't eat any of it because they don't have elbows. And so they're trying to throw the food and trying to catch it. It's not working very well. And in heaven, exactly the same scene, but rather everyone is feeding one another. Even though they have no elbows, they're able to feed one another. And so when we are truly humble, we recognize our need for others. And it opens ourselves up to receive so many more gifts. Humility is recognizing our own nothingness. It's essential in our journey to holiness. We must make our way past all the gifts that we have possessed until we come face to face with God and face to face with the fact that we bring nothing. In that place, we find God. In that place, he will listen to us. In that place, he loves us and makes us someone. St. Paul reminds us in the second reading that God chose the lowly and the despised of the world. And those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something. This is what we witness every time we come to the consecration at Mass. Just like the grains of wheat that are grinded, placed into a hot oven, and the grape that is pressed, and the result are the bread and wine offered to the Lord at the Mass, they are then transformed into something much more than their components. They are transformed into the body and blood of the Lord. So too in communion we approach the Lord, empty of ourselves, and he fills us with himself. God loves us to be mindful of our need for him, because it's the only place where he can truly offer himself to us. When we are close to Jesus, we are strong. When we leave him, we return to emptiness and weakness. The consumerist of our world today would give us a false sense of happiness that does not coincide with the happiness that God himself has in mind for us. The world wants to offer us more materialism, more selfishness, more pleasure, more things, and more self as the source of happiness. But we learn from the Word of God today that true happiness and blessedness is found in God alone and in loving our brothers and sisters. Therefore, we must not be satisfied with anything less than Christ and the love that he offers us. St. Augustine once expressed this truth on being close to Jesus. St. Augustine said, "To turn from Jesus is to fall. To turn to him is to rise. To abide in him is to flourish. To go out from him is to waste away. To return to him is to revive. And to dwell in him is to live." Amen.